You're listening to the Mets Blog Q&A Cast, presented by Citi, your podcast for one-on-one Mets conversations.
What's up, Mets fans? I'm Matt Cerrone. Thanks for listening to the Mets Blog Q&A Cast, presented by Citi. Today, I'm talking to Curtis Granderson. You may have heard of him. We talk a little bit today about, obviously, the Mets. We talk a little World Series, but we also talk about his Grandkids Foundation and the fourth annual grand giving initiative, which originally started in Chicago. Now they're doing one this year in New York. It's an amazing program. It basically, through donations and all kinds of fundraising, they, in some cases, I think last year, if I remember correctly, they raised 400 grand, almost 750,000 meals for really needy communities. It's a terrific program. I think this year they're shooting for a million, he said. It's an awesome event. They do a really nice job. It's November 15th. You can buy tickets. You can make donations through Fresh Direct. It's really cool. And we talk about that, so you can learn more about it in there. And like I said, also talk a little World Series, a little Mets, and go from there. So with that, I'm going to stop rambling. We'll get right to the interview, and I hope you enjoy it. Thanks. Did you watch? I'm going to assume you watched Game 7 of the World Series, yeah?
I did, yeah. I was able to watch it here at home in Chicago. Exciting game, what everybody would have loved to have seen. And yeah, it came down in Chicago, got the championship, which was really cool to see.
Cool. So when you're watching that final out as a professional athlete from Chicago, what goes through your mind? I mean, you compete with these guys. You probably wish you were there, right? But at the same time, I assume you're happy for your home city. What goes through your mind at that moment?
I have so many friends and family that grew up Chicago Cubs fans. And one of my buddies, he actually told me that he called his grandfather as soon as it happened. And the two of them started crying. So, this is stuff that I got a chance to witness and experience growing up here and being here in the off season. And anytime the city of Chicago gets a chance to be in a situation where they can celebrate, it's always really cool to see, especially if, it's a team that I'm on doesn't have it to be in it. So, you switch sides and hopefully put a little edge on the team that's from your hometown. And that, for me, that happens to be all the Chicago teams.
Cool. We'll talk a little Mets just in a second, but I want to hear more about the event next week. It's November 15th. You're having your grand giving fundraiser in New York. Tell me a little bit about the event and really also the grand giving initiative and what it means.
Well, as we get ready for the Thanksgiving holiday, obviously everybody has a lot to be thankful for, and people are in such a giving mood. So we tried to kick things off about 3-4 years ago here in Chicago, my hometown, where I come to every offseason, by knowing that everybody gets a chance to enjoy the Thanksgiving holiday with friends and family. But there are a lot of kids, especially, and families throughout the United States that are food insecure. That means they don't know where their next meal is coming from. 1 in 5 kids in Chicago, and I think it's 1 in 5 Americans, are in that situation, both in New York and Chicago. So with the help of the Grand Giving fundraiser over this Thanksgiving holiday, we've been trying to just raise money and funds to help provide meals for those in need. And up to this point, we've been able to provide over 780,000 meals to different food entities, the Greater Chicago Food Depository and the Northern Illinois Food Bank here in my Chicagoland area. And now we've been able to get it over to New York for this first time with the New York City Food Bank. And we're trying to raise over 1 million meals this holiday season throughout New York and Chicago. And it's going to be exciting if we can get a chance to get it done. There's a number of different ways that people can get involved in New York by going to grandgiving.org. You can purchase tickets for our first fundraising event, which will be Tuesday, November 15th. And if you can't make it to the event, using freshdirect.com for those that get their delivery service in New York, or for those that haven't got their delivery service in New York, you can make a donation on their website, and all the proceeds, again, will go to the New York City food banks to help fight this food insecure issue that we have going on.
That's great. So, I mean, why this specific, I mean, what is it about this that really kind of touches home for you, or that makes you so passionate about this to do all this work?
Well, the Grandkids Foundation that I established back in 2007 was focused on education and baseball being the vehicle that I was in, a situation that I was in. If you think back to your childhood, and maybe you had kids or those that are listening, your kids that are currently in school, put yourself in their shoes, they're going to school. Those that have missed breakfast to start the day, whether they were rushing, late, whatever happened, and now all of a sudden your attention span up until the time that you have lunch throughout the middle of the day and just how things go down. So we're trying to get kids to be better students in the classroom, to be more well-rounded and more athletic and more physically fit. But if we've missed that first meal of the day, whether it be accidental or intentional because we don't have the ability to do it, and also we may not have a meal when we're getting home, just imagine how more difficult that challenge becomes. So education has always been something very important to me, and I love to eat. So making sure that those that went hungry, went in need, are able to get meals to do the things that they want to get done, focus in the classroom, play baseball on the field, just be a good student and a good teammate and a good family member, all again starts by putting food and energy in the body. So that's where the passion and the drive for this came from, and getting a lot of people to get behind it, especially at this time of year when everybody's in such a giving mood. It's kind of like a really good connection to be able to link the parts together.
It can be so easy to just cash a check and not, you know, do what you're doing, and it's wonderful that you are. I am a father. I have a 5- and a 3-year-old girl, so I'm always interested in parenting and things like that. What do you think your parents, now they're both educators, if I remember talking to you once before. So but what do you think they did raising you that helped maybe shape you into being so thoughtful and compassionate like this? Do you have anything you remember?
Yeah, I don't think they were trying to do it purposely. I think it was just the way that they were. It might have been something that they experienced growing up throughout their lives. But I just remember being around them and watching how they were with other people in the community and other family members and friends and neighbors and coworkers. You know, different clothing and items that I had grown out of that were taking them instead of tossing them, bringing them to school so they can provide them for young kids that were going to be the same size as me that were looking for a pair of shoes or a new winter jacket, things like that. Providing rides for my buddies to and from practice, from school, different things. Everybody coming over to the house, you know, around Thanksgiving holiday to get a meal if they needed to be able to take home a plate of food, whatever it happened. And those are different things I experienced watching them and didn't realize that they're giving back. I just thought that's the way they were. They were trying to make people feel comfortable. And now that I'm older and I look back at those things that they were doing, you know, without trying to do it, that's just the way they were, and I just became a little blip of what they've been doing, and hopefully being able to continue to do more of that as we can just help those around us, whether it be neighbors or family members or those that you may not ever get a chance to see. You always have a way to be able to be impactful. You don't have to be a celebrity. My mom and dad weren't celebrities. You know, they were teachers. Obviously, people knew them, but you know, they didn't have any fame, variety, or fortune or anything like that. They were just able to take their time and effort to be able to help those in need.
Well, good for them. As a parent, I say good for them. I mean, that's awesome.
Thank you.
In regards to the Mets, I got to ask you at least one Mets question. The offseason's on us. As a veteran player on a team that's gone to the postseason two years in a row, I mean, do you think it's better to keep going with the same group? Like, do you like that momentum? Or, you know, I imagine in your mind, you know where the team needs to improve. Would you rather see them go out and make changes and do things? Or do you like kind of that consistency of knowing, you know, who you got in the clubhouse?
You know, I have never really been on a team consistently enough where I've had the same core group of guys for an extended period of time. You always are losing pieces one way or another or gaining pieces, whether it be minor league guys coming up that may or may not make their debut a little bit earlier than expected, whether it be a trade, whether it be a free agent guy that you end up gaining or losing. There's always going to be a little difference on that side of it. I remember watching teams like the Yankees and like the Braves growing up that seemed to have the same pitching staff and defense out there year in after year that ended up being able to provide a lot of success for them back in the 90s. But I think the formula has changed a little bit as we look at where we are in 2016 and will be in 2017. You keep some of the pieces that you definitely need. You work from within. And if there's some pieces out there that you think that could help you, you definitely put yourself in a situation to be able to acquire them. You look at what the Chicago Cubs were able to do in this postseason. They had a lot of guys from last year that they brought in a couple different pieces from Hayward to Mike Montgomery over the course of the year, called up a couple guys from within, and it happened to be a formula that worked very, very well for them. And I expect nothing different for whoever happens to be on top over this course of the season. You're going to have your guys that help shape things, but maybe a piece here and there to help get you over that hump.
Again, that was Curtis Granderson from the New York Mets. To learn more about his Grandkids Foundation and their annual grand giving initiative, which will be in New York this year on November 15th, an amazing fundraiser, like you said, you can go to grandgiving.org. You can buy tickets or make a donation. Great cause, great event. Check it out.
This has been the Mets Blog Q&A Cast, presented by Citi, part of the SNY.TV audio network.